And good morning. Welcome back to our home improvement show around every Saturday here in the 9 o'clock hour, welcoming your home improvement type of questions, either by phone or by text. You send them in to Andy, either call it in, text it in. Same number, 651-989-9226. Good morning to you, Andy Lindis. I know he's there. Hello, Andy. Earth to Andy.
Hey, I'm on now. Hey, how are you?
Oh, there you are. You had me scared there just for a moment. The heart went.
How's life, man? Sorry about that.
No. Life is fine. Life is good. Hope yours is too. Been a good week. We talked on the garden show that, sadly, we need rain big time, at least around these parts. But on the other hand, it really helps your crews to get a lot of work done.
Yeah, we're pretty blessed with the weather that we've had this fall, Denny, to be honest with you, with our backlogs. It's been nice to be able to get caught up a little bit and actually have an opportunity to talk to people getting projects done yet this fall.
Absolutely. If you're in the middle of a project, you want some help from Andy, as I said, call it in or text it in. I was thinking earlier this morning about the great folks, and you and I haven't talked about it for a while. When we talk about windows, the great windows
that
you guys...
It is a city where one game, one team, one set of heroes stand apart from all others. Because...
Well, I think we're in the Twilight Zone. Help me. Yeah. I don't know where it came from, and maybe nobody else does either. But neither does Dennis. It just showed up. I was going to talk about the trim, the work your crews, and I'm not sure what department it is or what, but I've experienced personally with the window, the trim, the inside of their home. When you install new windows, these guys are so good at what they do as far as matching colors, staining right, whatever the case may be. Tell me about those folks. They do a tremendous job.
Yeah, and it's not just the carpenters that we have that are installing that trim, Denny. We have a whole team and a paint booth that all of our interior woodwork goes to and gets finished, and we're getting all of the proper finishing. And a lot of times what our estimators and salespeople do is once we decide that these are the windows or what we're going to be replacing, if you want to match the trim, we're actually going to take that trim off your house, bring it to our paint booth, and they're going to do their best to match it. And when we get to the house, we have all pre-finished woodwork that we're going to be putting on, and our carpenters are as good a finished carpenters as you get. That's really the specialty of our windows crews, is how they finish windows. You know, the majority of windows that are installed in the Twin City metro area, Denny, are insert or pocket windows, so you're reusing the existing trim and the existing frame of the window. Really doesn't give you a chance to attack water infiltration or infiltration at all, and you're losing glass space. So I think that the only real good way to replace a window is full frame replacement. And for what it costs to redo the trim at that time, I think that's a smart idea. And you're not just talking about the trim. You're talking about the extension jams and everything else. And we can get fancy, too. The guys have been selling a lot of different type of woodwork and upgrading people's look on the inside of their house this year.
Like what, for instance, Andy?
We can actually build a shelf right on the window or a stool on the window. We have different species of wood that we can actually use. We can actually widen out the trim. There's different profiles of trim that we can use as well. You know, one of the nice parts that I like about working in Minneapolis is sometimes you run around these houses and you're looking at them, and this is, you got to appreciate the woodwork and the craftsmanship that went into this house in the 30s and 40s. And to get that same wood or get that same look, it really takes a good craftsman, somebody that really knows what they're doing, to try to match that. And if they're looking for the same look, or they want to keep that that original woodwork look throughout the house, I think my guys are as good as any at doing it.
Absolutely. Listener wants to know, speaking of windows, besides heating and cooling, can new windows, especially the kind you install, meaning Lindis, make things quieter?
Oh, for sure. Yes. You're going to notice a big difference in the noise on either our Season Guard window or the Infinity window by Marvin. Both those windows have very good noise reduction, especially if you got windows that are more than 20 years old. It's going to be the difference is going to be dramatic. When I lived first house I lived on, Denny, was 33rd and 8th Street in St. Cloud, Minnesota, right by the Frigidaire factory. And that Frigidaire factory, they were shift workers, got out, it was, you know, it was loud cars going by, and, you know, and it was on a really busy street. The first thing my dad did with me on that house was replace all the windows with our season guard window. And it, and honestly, you know, I grew up out in the country. I'm not used to big city noises, and that really helped me get over that part of living in a city.
What makes it quieter? I mean, is there insulation? Is it the glass or all of the above?
Oh, yeah, all of the above. It's the foam insulation inside the frame, the insulation inside the glass, that the distance of space between the outside pane and the inside pane is greater than windows that are 20 years old. So it's a combination of how the frame is built and the insulated glass pack that goes in there. And our season garden windows, you know, there are three panes of glass there, so it takes a little bit more for the noise to get through that.
We have to take a break. I know. Let's invite our listeners to join in. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, we haven't talked about insulation yet today, or decks, decking. This is a big time of year. People are preparing their decks, if they have to, for the fall and winter. Whatever the case may be, again, if you're in the middle of a project and want some help, call it in or text it in, 651-989-9226. We'll be back with more home improvement here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. Denny Long here with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. You want to get a hold of those good folks, get on the web, lindisconstruction.com, or you can always call them at 1-800-LEAF-GUARD. If you have a home improvement question, our number is 651-989-9226. You can call and chat with Andy, or you can send that question via text. It's the same number, 651-989-9226. We had a text earlier this morning, just before the show started, Andy, that says, is there anything I can use to clean the green off my shingles? They're located in an overhang from a higher roof line that doesn't get much sunlight. So I presume it's moss, whereas what we've talked about in the past, the dark stains, is algae. But this sounds like moss, does it not?
Yeah, I've seen some of the green staining. It looks more like algae than moss.
Oh, okay.
Just like there's like a film that's on the actual shingles. Common if you have a lot of oak trees, real shady spot. The same cleaner that you would use to clean the algae should be able to clean that off. Now this might turn into moss eventually, but sometimes there's just a green stain on the actual shingles. It is cleanable. You probably can go after it with regular bleach. Just read the instructions on the can, how to dilute it, and put it on. Make sure you water all the plants around you before and after. When you use any types of those cleaners on your roof, if you were just go online and search for a roof cleaner, there's gallon jugs of it you can buy and have shipped to your house, and usually does a pretty good job. But when you buy GAF shingles, there's a warranty for that, Denny, and you never have to worry about it again. And what do we have, a 25-year or 20-year warranty on algae growth, the longest on any roof because of the copper or zinc-infused shingles that are used?
Hmm. Pretty good deal.
But even with that, I still like to install a zinc strip along the peak of the roof if I notice they've had an issue before, or it's a really shady spot, or if they have a lot of oak trees. For whatever reason, if you have a lot of oak trees, this type of growth seems to be a little bit more common. And I have no science to back it up. It's just something I've observed over the last decade or so.
Is that zinc? You've talked about it before. Is that zinc strip kind of large, or is it kind of unassuming? Does it kind of get camouflaged under the roof?
It's pretty unassuming. It really only sticks out about 4 inches, Denny. And what we're going to do is it's going to go underneath the ridge cap along the peak of the roof. And it's just a piece of galvanized steel. That's what zinc is. Zinc coats the steel, but when water hits that zinc, it oxidizes in a way it doesn't allow any algae growth to happen on the roof. If you notice that you have cleaner spots in your roof versus other spots that are a little bit more dirty or it looks like there's algae growth on them, or sometimes people think the granules are coming off, and it's probably because you have a vent pipe that is galvanized, aka zinc coated. And it's oxidizing those shingles in a way, it doesn't allow that algae to grow below it.
Speaking of roof, Texter wants to know, do you, meaning Lindis, install a product or a system to keep bats out along the roof vent? Now, you've had to deal with bats in attics before, have you not?
Yeah, on a regular basis. And it seems like anytime I go away from my house for a couple of days, I get a call from my wife and there's a bat in the house. I'm lucky that I'm not ever home, but she's not very happy that I'm not home when that happened. But what you can do if you have like one of those louvered vents in your attic, just make sure that it has a fine screen on the back of it. But you just want to make sure any nook and cranny, it's a very small opening that would take for a bat or any other type of rodent to get in your house. And what there's treatments that you can use. There's what I talked about this on one of our podcasts I did with Corey Denny is, my wife has this menthol essential oil, and we put that on little old T-shirts and throw that up in the attic this time of year just to make sure the rodents don't try to come in. I unfortunately lost two of my oak trees in the back, so I don't have as many red squirrels trying to hide nuts in every nook and cranny as I used to. But it was a lifelong battle with those critters trying to get in. But once I started using those menthol sheets in the attic, and plus I have cellulose, which has a natural rodent deterrent anyways, It really did make a difference. I haven't had any issues with any type of rodents in my attic recently.
Yeah, and we talked about it for years. That for some reason, these critters don't like the peppermint, spearmint kind of odor that you can do with that product. And I've heard stories, and you could probably tell me a few yourself, about red squirrels. They can really cause a lot of damage.
Yeah, they're the most destructive of the rodents that I've come across, and there's no rhyme or reason why they're doing what they're doing, but they'll eat through anything, including metal, and cause a lot of damage in your attic. So if you can get up there and just make sure any nook and cranny, any puts fine screen or use spray foam or any opening that you think that they can get in, you're usually going to be better off.
What is Linda's doing with decks, and what are actually listeners doing with their decks this time of year? You've talked in the past, and Luke has too, about the majority of people who get a new deck. It's the low maintenance kind, usually.
Yeah. You know, and we've all been in our houses a little bit more this year than in any other recent year. And people are looking for more outdoor living. And, you know, we get stuck inside an awful lot, Denny, in our area of the world. And we really seem to enjoy our decks here more than any of the other offices that I work with. It's a bigger deal. And now we're looking at outdoor kitchens, outdoor eating areas. They want shaded areas, double-decker decks. You know, it's going really well. And right now, if you want a deck done to enjoy in 2021, I would start looking now and start the planning process now. If you want to enjoy it for the summer of 2021, now is as good a time as any to start the design process on your decks. People don't understand that it really does, it can take a few meetings. You might have to put 15, 20 hours into planning and designing your deck and meeting with people and picking out the materials, because you know, this is something that should last 20, 30, 40 years. And if you do your due diligence up front, and the amount of options that you can pick for finishings and railings on decks, it's endless. So I highly encourage people, take their time and don't try to wait till next year and rush through it and hire the first guy you meet. Because dealing with a couple of those decks, and they're complete rebuilds right now, Denny. And it's unfortunate some places don't have as good of codes as other places, but just do your due diligence and start the planning process now, because if you wait till next year, it's going to be really tough to find a deck builder.
Yeah, preparation again. Let's grab a call. Let's go back to the phones. Carol is calling in from Isandy, I believe. Carol, you are on with Andy Lindis.
Good morning, Andy. I love your program, you guys. We have a cabin up north.
Well, thank you.
And it wasn't finished. It has insulation between the joists and the ceiling, and the insulation is starting to come down, and my son tacked it up. We put plastic over part of it because I didn't want it sifting over to the kids where they sleep in the loft. But is it a good idea to put plastic on it before we put the wood up to cover it?
Yeah, some type of vapor. You should have some type of vapor barrier anyways. You should be, I don't know what type of insulation you have there. It sounds like it's just paperback that might have been stapled up there. But it's an excellent opportunity to try to get to an R50 in your cabin if it's going to be a heated space. So put up a vapor barrier, some type of poly, and then put your wood up. And then I would look at making sure that the attic space then is vented properly and you have the proper amount of insulation. And you should be able to look online for the design of your house and how to vent it properly. The good rule of thumb is 60-40 push to pull. You want to have enough intake so the air is actually going out the top, so the hot air is actually moving out of the attic. And measure your insulation and figure out what your R value is and try to bump that up to an R50, and you'll have a nice heated space.
Very good. We have about another half hour of the show to go, so don't wait. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, call it in or text it in to Andy, 651-989-9226. Good morning. Welcome back to our home improvement show. You have that kind of a question for Andy Lindis. By all means, we welcome yours, either by phone or by text, 651-989-9226. Same number for either the phone call or text messages. Speaking of text, Sandy, here's one. It says, we want to replace our front entry door. Should we be considering a wood-grained steel door, or would a fiberglass door be better? What are the benefits of both? I know you've talked about this before.
Really, for me, I still like the wood-grained steel door. Out of all the doors I've owned, that is my favorite one. The fiberglass doors are great. They're going to last a long time. They look fantastic nowadays. But I like the steel, stainable steel door as my favorite door yet. The Wadena stainable steel door is still one of my favorites. So Provia doors are awesome as well. They both come in steel and fiberglass. What I don't like about my fiberglass door, Denny, is it doesn't shut as easy. It doesn't seem like, you know, like my steel door, it just shuts. It seems like I have to slam my fiberglass door, and I've adjusted it a couple of times. That's my own experience with them. I have lots of customers that love both the fiberglass door and their steel door. My advice would be sit down, take a hard look at both of them, look at the numbers, and make that decision. That's a decision you're going to have to make for yourself. They're both great doors. They both have wonderful warranties. And if we're the ones installing it, it's going to be installed perfectly as well.
What kind of insulation are in each?
They all have closed cell insulation, foam insulation, in both the sandwich, steel sandwich door or the fiberglass door. So they're both going to have very similar R values. It's going to be about the durability that you have. Not all steel doors are created equal. Trust me, I've tried to test out a couple, and one that we tested, I dented as we were putting it in. That's one of the nice things about the fiberglass door. You can't dent it, but if you get a high-quality stainable steel or one of the wood-grain steels from like Provia or Wadena, you're going to be very happy, and it's going to be very hard to dent. The one I was trying was a new company, and they don't make doors anymore, Denny, thankfully. And I tested it on my house, so we never used it on a customer's house.
Makes sense. Yeah. Research. Andy Tech says, will the galvanized steel that you were talking about earlier clean the shingle or only prevent the algae growth on the roof? Texter says, I have a lot of oaks, and these shingles are only 3 years old. For those that maybe joined us late, let's kind of backtrack and tell them what you were talking about.
If it's not too bad, it will make it better, and over time it will clean up those shingles because that algae will stop growing on there. It will die and go away, and that's all you're doing when you're killing it. When you're cleaning it, you're actually killing the lichen or algae or whatever is growing up on your roof. If it's really bad, you might have to clean it before you install that. But if a 3-year-old roof, I think you're probably okay installing just the sink scripts. But I would have to take a look at it to tell you exactly. Like always, you can go on lindisconstruction.com and fill out a form. You can send us pictures there. My email is andy@lindisco.com. Anybody who wants to send me a picture of their house there, I'll glad to take a look at it and give you the best advice I can.
Speaking of pictures, Kathy sent a text and wants to send us, I assume, us a picture, and we can't get photographs on this particular text method. Andy can at Lindis Construction. But let me just read what she says. She says, we have a screen porch with cedar inside, wondering how to maintain that. Any ideas about maintaining a cedar interior of a porch?
Yeah, just how you would stain any of the other wood. The nice part about the interior, you could probably do just a regular stain and then use a poly coating on it. Or if you wanted to use a oil-based stain like Sikkens or Penofin on the interior, you could definitely do that as well. The nice part is it's going to last much longer because it's not being exposed to the sun.
Is it
a refinishing job or something that she just wants to protect the cedar?
It doesn't say, but that's a good qualification. I don't know. But just maintaining it, Yeah, you're right. Inside, it's going to last a whole lot longer. But yeah, Panafin.
Yeah, and how it originally was finished might make a difference in my
sure.
answer here too, Denny.
Absolutely, so, that makes sense. All right,
that would make a difference in how you can finish it or what prep work you need to do.
Andy Texter says, how much more does it cost to build a 12 by 20 deck now versus back in April? Are they talking about the supply and demand issue here?
My pricing hasn't gone up very much at all. And like maybe 5%. And that was because of materials. Now, I'm anticipating if you hold off and you're purchasing your deck in May of 2021 versus May of 2020. Yeah, you might be looking at a 20% increase.
Wow.
So if you are on the fence about purchasing a deck, I would sign the dotted line as soon as you possibly can. And that goes on all building materials. Denny, I've never seen an environment like this. You know, most home improvement companies were able to work throughout all of COVID, and we're still able to work. We were deemed essential, and we took a lot of steps to stay safe, and we still are. But that led to a lot of people staying home. Our industry really, really did well this year, and materials are becoming an issue and a shortage, and manufacturers are seeing that. Just like every time when manufacturers run out of stuff, they start sending me letters saying there's going to be a price increase, and we've been able to hold off most of it, but I'm anticipating 2021 to see some dramatic price increases from the manufacturers. And that's just what I've heard so far. A lot can change between now and then. Look what's changed in the last 6 months.
Oh,
so who knows? But I'm anticipating a price increase in 2021. So if you're on the fence or you're looking at home improvements, I'd pull the trigger soon if it were my house.
Sure. Makes sense. Texter says this, can you, meaning Linda's, do ADA bathrooms like a roll-in shower or recommend someone in the Elk River area? We have room if we get rid of a jetted tub. Now, Linda's works in the Elk River area, right?
Yeah, and we do complete bathroom remodels, and we have access to some pretty awesome walk-through showers. Eric Kuby, our design specialist, is really good at that, and he'll sit down with you, design it, and go from there. You know, in the late 80s, early 90s, it seemed like every remodel that we were doing was one of these whirlpool tubs, and then it just turns out it takes so long to fill it up and actually use it. So basically, these things have been collecting dust in a lot of people's homes for 15 years, and that's what we're doing now. We're changing those over to complete walk-in showers. And some of these showers that we're designing nowadays, Denny, are, you know, it's, for lack of a better way of describing it, it's like a car wash. There's blasters coming at you from all directions. You got from the top, from both sides. There's wands that you can use. You can completely close them off and make it a steam shower. We've done that a couple of times. There's a lot of options. And the usability of a shower like that versus one of those jet tubs just seems to make a lot of sense. I wish we would have discovered that in the late 80s. We'd have been ahead of the curve.
Absolutely. Well, I urge that listener, those listeners, to get in touch with Linda's Construction. Again, the easiest number to remember is 1-800-LEAF-GUARD, 1-800-LEAF-GUARD. I should mention, too, that, and I talked about it earlier today here on CCO, Andy, that 50% off installation labor. And what items can you tell us about?
On the Infinity Window by Marvin, Leaf Guard Gutters, and GAF Asphalt Roofing. Those are the three products that we're having a discount now, and we have free heat map analysis available. What we'll do is we'll actually come in, use infrared imaging and a bunch of other technology and tools that we have, and we're going to figure out exactly what's going on with your house and come up with a comprehensive plan on how we can make it the most energy efficient possible. And we'll be able to talk insulation, doors, windows, you name it. We're going to be able to find the problem areas of your house and tell you what your existing R value is and take a look at your heating and cooling costs and see what we can do to lower those.
Yeah. Again, 1-800-LEAF-GUARD. It's a good deal. Back to the phones we go, Andy. Let's go to Hutchinson. I think Wendy has been waiting there. Wendy, you are on with Andy Lindis.
Good morning. I have a question. We are gutting a bathroom, and our contractor is telling us we should leave in the existing shower and tub and have it refinished. He's telling us it's approximately $800. The tub shower combination that's in there is the solid one piece, and it's from when the house was built in 2005. What's your recommendation on refinishing these?
You know, I've seen some that turn out okay. I'm not as sold on how long lasting it's going to be. And for me, on the cost of remodeling a bathroom, I think that's an awesome time to take a look at. I really like that Kohler wall system. When I know taking out a one piece tub is a pain in the butt, Denny, and there's some work that has to go in, the demo work, and not everybody can handle that. But for me, I'm going to make that a walkthrough shower area. Unless you really like the tub, then you look at some of the options for putting in a different tub in that. I just don't like the refinishing options when it comes to that. Yes, very inexpensive and it can look great. I just don't trust how long it's going to last. I've seen some that just a couple years old it almost looked worse than when they refinished it. So not saying that is how it's going to turn out. There's some great companies and they've had some good luck with it. It's just not something that I do. For me, when it comes to home improvements, it's about the longevity of what we're going to install. We're not the type of company that can band-aid and do stuff like that. We're going to, you know, I plan on being around 30, 40 years from now, so I don't want to deal with people calling me 10 years down the road when something I installed fails. So I really do my due diligence on my part, and that's what I would recommend to my customers.
Very good, as always. All right, Andy, hang on. We're going to take a quick break here, and our listeners, join in. We still have time for your home improvement questions. You can call it in or you can text it in. Again, it's the same number, 651-989-9226. Back with more home improvement here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to our home improvement show. Denny Long here with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction, answering your questions by phone and by text. And Andy, speaking of phone, let's go back to the phones. I think Mary's hanging on the line there in Minneapolis. Mary, you're on CCO with Andy. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to know if I'm thinking about living or buying a stucco house. What are the pros and cons of a stucco house?
Well, pretty minimal maintenance. The problem is if it's been painted, that can lead to some issues. And once stucco starts to go, the redashing process can be kind of expensive. When you do your home inspection process, it might be nice to get a stucco person out to take a look at it and let you know how long they think it's going to last, what kind of shape it's in. Donnelly Stucco is the company that we use and recommend. We, Lindis Construction, we don't deal with stucco unless we're tearing it off and putting on a different type of siding. But it can last a long time. Aesthetically, it's okay. The problem is some of that stucco can trap moisture behind it, and once that happens, you can have some issues. But I know a lot of people that have stucco houses that are 30, 40, 50 years old, and they're in great shape. So it can be a long-lasting siding, for sure. Some of that synthetic stuff that was put on in the 90s had a lot of issues, but they're not using that anymore. And I doubt you're having to worry about that if you're looking at this house in Minneapolis.
Okay. Here's a text. It says, I have a carpeted three-season porch. Want to switch to a hard surface. Is there a material that will withstand the temperature changes and a large dog and two grandchildren? How about bamboo?
Yeah. Recently, my anniversary, Denny, and what's a home improvement guy get his wife? We're getting rid of the carpet finally in all of the house, and we will more than likely be doing bamboo again. This is going to be a staircase and two bedrooms, the last two that don't have carpet. So I love it. I have bamboo. It's got to be 5, 6, 7 years. It looks like the date was installed, and I have a Great Dane, two labs, and three kids. My wife would argue she has four kids, but we're going to go with three for now, and we are very hard on that floor. We wear my shoes end up going inside the house more often than my wife likes, and I'm telling you, I designed it that way because I'm not a very patient person, so I'm in and out a lot, and my high traffic area has no wear on it, Denny. Zero wear. It's just a very good wood. There's some other composite boards out there, some other manufactured wood you can take a look at. All work well in our environment, all work well in our expansion contraction, but bamboo is by far my favorite.
Texter wants to know, is it too late to get leaf guard gutters this year, or is it okay to wait until spring without any gutters?
I would try to get it done this year. And more than likely, if you have no gutters on your house, we will be able to make that happen. Leaf guard is if we're busier than I anticipate, especially for the lack of rain that we're having. People have really been reaching out. We've helped a lot of people with their gutter scenarios. But, yeah, we can still get it done this year. But I would call soon, lindisconstruction.com or 1-800-LeafGuard.
Another text, Sandy, says, we are sanding our deck, need to put a new stain on it. It's a cedar deck, and it seems like we're needing to sand it and restain it every year. What kind of stain do you recommend? They want to know. We want to try a natural color. Can we sand in the entire deck and not stain it until spring?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I wonder if the issue is that when they're sanding it, they're closing off the pores again.
Could be.
So what you need to do is when you're sanding it, you're going to create heat. That heat can sometimes close off the pores a little bit of the wood. A brightener conditioner, after you sand it, is going to open those pores back up. And for us, we use an oil-based stain like Penofin or Sickens, just has a little bit more penetrating. You should be able to get 3 years on a deck that's not exposed to the sun maybe the entire day. You know, if you have a little bit of shade or it's a mostly shady deck, you might get 5 years out of it. But every 3 years, if you can get 3 years out of a stain on a deck, I think you're doing pretty good in our world. But the nice part about the Penofin, you're done staining, or you're done sanding. You'll never have to sand again. You just clean it and then reapply.
Yep, and since they've gone to the trouble of getting it sanded more than once, yeah, get that Penofin on there. And
yeah,
they want
exactly.
A natural color, and they've got that. You can access that as well. Let's see. I think we have time for one more. Andy, it says, we have a closet in our entryway that is suspended 6 inches over the garage floor in the corner. It grows mold along the bottom 8 to 10 inches. I assume this is because of cold air at the floor. What do you think they can do to stop that mold?
The closet expands over the garage floor. And that's where they're getting the mold. You need to find out where the warm air is meeting the cold surface and stop that from happening. Condensation is happening of some sort, and that's where that mold growth is happening. Or you have water infiltration, and that can be addressed in a couple of different ways. There's spray foam and other applications that you can use to make sure that warm air isn't going to meet that cold surface. Figure that part out, and you should be able to stop that. There's not a lot of spots where you have water, air, or mold in your house that there isn't a fix for. It just takes some brain power and some discovery. And if you're having a problem with that, this is where my guys are the best at, Denny. They really are. I have 30 people that go out and do a comprehensive inspection of your house when it comes to energy efficiency and heat map analysis, taking a look at your attics, your windows, your doors, the entire exterior. We'll give you a plan and let you know what we would do if we're our own home. And a lot of times that means we're going to phase a product or projects. It might be 5 years that it takes us to complete everything that you want done, but we'll come up with a plan and we'll work it out with you.
Absolutely. We're talking about, I know we have less than 2 minutes to go, Andy. This is more of a comment than a question. We talked about steel door versus fiberglass. Texter says, I would not recommend a fiberglass door if it faces to the south. Ours has been destroyed by the sun, all cracked and swollen. Have you seen that in that instance?
Yeah, I have definitely seen some fiberglass doors do that. No, I have not seen a fiberglass door that we install for customers do that yet, knock on wood. But, you know, we have 30 years of installing fiberglass doors to our experience, and we don't have a lot of issues with them. And if we install a product on your home, the door that we have is going to be backed by a warranty that if anything like that happens, it's going to be replaced for free. It's just what we do and what I demand of manufacturers in our market. We live in a hard environment, Denny, and every now and then stuff's going to fail. And if you have a warranty that backs it up, it just makes it a little bit sweeter. It's never fun to deal with failed anything on your house. When it doesn't cost anything, it's a little bit nicer, trust me.
All right, quickly give us that 50% off installation labor on what items?
Infinity Windows by Marvin's, Season Guard Windows, Leaf Guard Gutters, and GAF Asphalt Roofing. All those products will be the last one of those products you'll ever have to put in your home.
You want to get in touch with the good folks at Lindus, L-I-N-D-U-S, lindusconstruction.com, or call them at 1-800-LEAF-GUARD. Andy, let's do this again next week. Have a good week.
Yeah, buddy. You have a great rest of your weekend, Denny. Thank you.
All right, thanks so much. Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction, family-run business for over 41 years.